Paul Manafort served as Donald Trump's campaign manager last year, and a firm that he led made more than $17 million working for the pro-Russian political party that used to control Ukraine's government. Those disclosures were filed late yesterday with the Justice Department. They provide new information about Manafort's work in Ukraine. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
Manafort is one of several Trump associates whose ties to the former Soviet Union have come under scrutiny in recent months. He served as Trump's campaign chairman until last August. Then reports were published about his work on behalf of Ukrainian interests, and Manafort resigned. One of the knocks against Manafort was that he had failed to register as a foreign agent as required by law. Craig Holman is government affairs lobbyist at Public Citizen.
Paul Manafort should have filed these disclosure forms back in 2012, 10 days after he began doing influence peddling on behalf of the foreign political party.
Yesterday, Manafort finally answered the critics by registering with the Justice Department under the Foreign Agent Registration Act, or FARA. His deputy, Rick Gates, did the same thing. Manafort's spokesman, Jason Maloney, says Manafort has cooperated with the Justice Department.
He started this process with FARA's unit back in September, and he appreciates the guidance and professionalism they've shown, and this is just an extension of his cooperation.
The documents shed light on the work that Manafort and his firm did in Ukraine. Much of it was domestic political consulting aimed at, quote, advancing the goal of greater political and economic integration between Ukraine and the West. They worked for Ukraine's Party of Regions, which was controlled by President Viktor Yanukovych, who is widely thought to have had strong ties to Russia. Again, Public Citizen's Craig Holman.
Paul Manafort was representing a political party, a very strong pro-Russian political party in the Ukraine from 2012 to 2014, pulling in a whopping $17 million, by the way.
Yanukovych was forced out of office in 2014, and Manafort's work for his party apparently ended at the time, well before he worked for Trump. But since Trump's election, Manafort's work has attracted extra attention. And along with former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, he is now the second Trump associate to have to register retroactively as a foreign agent. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.